One of the companies trying to dig a highway tunnel beneath the Seattle waterfront has won a big dispute with the Massachusetts Department of Transportation. The firm Tudor Perini is one half of Seattle Tunnel Partners. It was also one of the main contractors on Boston's big dig. KUOW's John Ryan reports.
The Big Dig built 8 miles of tunnels and bridges in central Boston. The project also became the poster child for delays and cost overruns on big highway projects. In June, a Massachusetts Superior Court judge awarded $80 million to Tudor Perini and its partners for some of those cost overruns. It was a complicated case, to say the least. The parties submitted 12,000 pages of documents to the court. In the end, the judge said Massachusetts and its taxpayers were responsible for those cost overruns, not Tudor Perini. The judge agreed with an expert panel set up specifically to resolve disputes on the Big Dig. That dispute review board's findings had been ignored by MassDOT officials. Tudor Perini put out a press release declaring victory, but declined to answer questions. So did MassDOT.
Well, there's always the potential for a dispute or a disagreement on any contract. It could be a small contract, it could be a large contract.
Matt Preedy is with the Washington State Department of Transportation.
Usually the larger the contract, the larger the dollar value of the issues.
WashDOT officials say their downtown Seattle tunnel project is very different from Boston's Big Dig, with its multiple tunnels and bridges. One thing they have in common, both had many layered processes set up to resolve any disagreements between the people building the project and the people paying for it.
There's a lot of layers to the process because the very last layer that you don't want to have to get to, because it's the most expensive and lengthy to resolve an issue, is to go to court.
Among other disputes, Seattle Tunnel Partners and WashDOT are currently at odds over who's responsible for an estimated $125 million it could take to repair Bertha. That's the name of the project's broken tunnel machine. That dispute over Bertha hasn't gone to the project's dispute review board yet. Here's an interesting note on that Big Dig dispute. It's lasted 15 years, and the tug of war on Big Dig cost overruns continues. Actual construction finished a decade ago. So with disputes likely to wind through negotiations, expert panels, arbitrators, and even the courts, it could be a long time before we know how much Seattle's waterfront tunnel will actually cost taxpayers. I'm John Ryan, KUOW News.
John has also learned that June was a win-some, lose-some month for Tudor Perini. The company that's trying to get Bertha digging again had to abandon a mega project in Las Vegas. The Las Vegas Review-Journal reported that workers have started to tear down a half-built resort hotel that Tudor Perini erected on the Strip. After the company had finished 26 floors of its 47-foot hotel, inspectors declared the structure unsound. Lawsuits over that fiasco continue.